this morning I want to start with a testimony. And we had an email while we were in Italy into the office, and this email was from a lady called Corinne, who lives in Canada. And last year she was listening to one of our online messages called Only Believe. And I love it that we as a church think beyond one meeting, because we believe the word that God gives is fresh and living and powerful, and it's able to go to many nations. Even this morning, this word will go out to many nations. Mongolia, I know for sure. Italy, Europe, I know Germany. I know that it now goes to Canada. I didn't before. But and America, I know that for a fact. And so what we preach here and what we are experiencing here has the ability in God to transform other people in other nations. Isn't that wonderful? Because his word is as powerful here as it is when it goes out online. And she sent a message in to say that she was listening to this message. She sent a report, really. And she is so grateful for all those who serve, and of course for us. But I just want to thank God for the sound team and those who do the recordings and get the podcasts up online. Just so grateful. Last year, she was pregnant with her third boy. And this boy, it was discovered quite early on, had serious heart problems and a looped bowel. And she went online and heard this message, Only Believe. And she held on to that word in the most awful tirade, or the negative things that were coming at her through the doctors and the surgeon. The surgeon gave her the news about what would happen as a consequence of this baby having these heart issues and these bowel problems. And God said, after listening to this message, none of these things are for your child. Can I just say that again? None of these things are for your baby. Isn't that wonderful? And she decided to refuse the bad report and went to listen to the message again and again and again, because she knew that this is a story from Mark 5, where Jesus went to heal Jairus' daughter and everything got worse. And Jesus said to Jairus, only believe. Don't be afraid, only believe. And so she listened to this again and again and again. And she said, I also received many promises for this child from God's word. And these things gave me faith and hope not to give up. And every day, although there was a battle with fear, and we all know that battle, don't we? If you're a believer, you have to fight the good fight of faith and fear no evil. She said, I was winning because I just trusted in what God said. Anyway, she went for an ultrasound near the due date. And the amazing report from the ultrasound was that the bowels were completely healed. And how many of you know God doesn't do a part job, he does a full-on job. When Jesus heals, he heals completely. And when Reuben was born, that's the baby's name, he went straight into the intensive care unit. And all the surgeons and the doctors said, this is all going to be an immediate operation as soon as we can on his heart, because his heart was very large on the right side and very small on the left-hand side. But they said when he was born, he was so strong, they said, let's wait. Let's wait before we operate. And Corinne and I presume many others with her, maybe even her partner, her husband, prayed day and night. And as the days went on, this little boy got stronger and stronger. And they said to him after 10 days, they said to this couple, you can take him home. He doesn't need surgery. But sometimes, you know, these things take a process. It starts, and everything begins with faith. Your miracle will always start with faith. But then begins a process of continuing to believe until you see it. And I think the baby was born in July, but just a few weeks ago, she went to see the consultant, and the consultant said, "This boy's heart is almost back to normal." What a wonderful testimony of the power of believing. And I'd like us to look at Galatians with this wonderful word in mind. I trust you've really received something from the way this woman applied the word of God to her situation. But I want us to look into the perfect word of God now in Galatians chapter 3. Because I'm sure you are there, I want to see a continuous move of the Holy Spirit in me and amongst us. Amen? Do you want to see a continuous move? How many of you don't want a few weeks of good and getting better? How many of you want a continuous move of the Spirit and miracles? I'm telling you, wherever you work, that's what they want to happen in your life. Because they need you to have a continuous move of the Spirit and the working of miracles. They need all of us. The world needs us to be full of the Spirit. And so in verse 5 of chapter 3, the Word of God says, "So again, I ask, does God give you His Spirit and work miracles among you by the works of the law or by believing what you heard?" Another translation says, "Does God, the one who supplies the Spirit to you," I love that word supplies. Do you love that word supplies? "He who supplies the Spirit to you and work miracles among you, does he do it through your own works?" Essentially, that's what that means. "Or through the hearing of faith," or believing what you hear first. And I want to make sure that we continually see this move of God happen amongst us and to us personally by making sure we understand that the Holy Spirit doesn't just move. He moves where there is someone who is believing what God has said. Right? So God wants to move all the time. God wants to do miracles all the time. But it comes through this hearing or believing what you hear from God. And so we need to always make sure our believing is sorted, and then the Spirit will supply what we need and we'll get the miracles. Right? So if we sort the believing part and we understand about believing, then we will continue to see the supply of the Holy Spirit. And I am sure and confident that all the treasures, because the Word of God says so, that all the treasures, all the riches, all the supplies that Jesus won for us on the cross, when Jesus died and rose again, He opened up the treasury of heaven. All that is in heaven is available to you. All that is Christ's is yours. Everything is yours in Christ. Because if you've received Jesus Christ, you have received a rich inheritance. But all of those treasures are open to those who believe. All the things that God has is open to you as we believe. And that is the kind of master key into the life and power of the Holy Spirit. If we're going to live in the life and power of the Spirit, we need to be using this key. And this key is faith. Faith that comes from hearing, and hearing by God's word. Because without hearing, there isn't the supply or the miracle. But when we hear and act in faith, we will see the supply of the Spirit and the working of miracles amongst us. Just as we heard Corinne. Heard faith. She heard faith. She refused to listen to the negative reports that were going on, that came through every accurate ultrasound. The ultrasound wasn't lying, it was fact. But God said something different. God said, this is not what's going to happen to your baby. Your baby, only believe and he will be healed. And so the faith released the power. The faith saw the supply of the Spirit to heal that baby's bowels. And the faith in that mum actually saw this boy's heart return to normal. And so this has been such a great example, really, of what I had on my heart to preach this morning. Now, when Paul wrote this letter to Galatians, to the Galatian church, he was actually addressing a problem. And it wasn't like he wasn't telling them off, but he was correcting them. There's a difference. Some people hate correction. But let me tell you, unless you love correction, you can't follow Jesus. I've been corrected that many times, I can't tell you. Because I've been that wrong that many times. How many of you have I've thought wrong, said wrong, done wrong, but God corrects me and praise God. I can say, yeah, I love correction now. And Paul was ministering to correct this church because they had received Jesus Christ as Savior. And they knew that he had died for them to have a rich inheritance, to have an abundant life, to live in the power of the Holy Spirit, that it was all available to them. But what had happened is false teachers had come in. May God deliver you and me from false teaching. And these false teachers came in, cloaked in spirituality. You might even hear some of them. I'm not accusing anyone, but you might hear them on God Channel. That's why you've got to have your radar up. Alert, is this the truth that Jesus told me to continue in or not? Come on. And Paul said these false teachers have sown wrong teaching, false teaching, back into the church where Paul had been preaching. And the false teaching was, you need to go back to your own effort. You need to go back to the law. You need to go back to trying to please God yourself. And human effort is the enemy both of faith and the supply of the Spirit. And so Paul writes in Galatians 3, verse 1, and I'm amazed at his language, and I'm sure you are if you really think about it. Verse 1 of chapter 3, you foolish Galatians! Imagine me standing up here. You foolish Tauntonians! I mean, that's quite strong. Ooh, some of you would be like, I've had enough of King to Faith, I'm leaving. But Paul, this is in Christ, this is in the Spirit. Don't be such a fool. Who has bewitched you? Somebody's come in and spoken of another way to live, and it's not the way of God. And if you want the way of God, don't listen to false teaching. Only listen to the truth. And the truth, which is God's word, will set you free. He says, who's bewitched you? Before your very eyes, Jesus was clearly portrayed as crucified. So when Paul went to preach to the Galatians and they became Christians, he preached about all that Jesus had died for. He didn't just die for our sins. He took the curse so we could receive the blessing. He took our sicknesses so we could be healed. He took our poverty so we could be rich. He took our brokenness so we could be healed. He took our emotional trouble, our grief, our sorrow, so we could live in joy. Jesus has accomplished everything for each and every one of us. And he said, you've already seen what he's done. Why then are you returning to living by human effort and rules and regulations? And in verse 2 he said, I'd like to learn one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, by the works of the law or by believing what you heard? You see, salvation is a free gift. Say free gift. Free gift. Jesus gives a free gift to all who believe in him and accept him as Lord and Savior and accept him as the one who puts them right with God. Him as the one who forgives their sins. He becomes our righteousness, not our own works. And so Paul says, don't go back to a powerless life of trying to get the Spirit to move, trying to get a miracle, trying to get your prayers answered, trying to work out the way to go, trying in all your effort, getting stressed out. There certainly isn't much peace in your life because you're trying so hard. We receive everything because we're believing what we hear. You see, believing receives. That's the condition of someone who can live in revival. The life and power of the Spirit, I mean by that, coming back to the fullness of life. The condition of a believer who really believes and relies on God and his word will live in the constant supply, overflow of the Spirit and the working of miracles. Sometimes I think we put the cart before the horse. We want the miracles, we want the answered prayer, we want this to happen, we want God to do that in our family, we want Taunton to be saved. And God says, let's come back to believing. Because when you believe, you will see Taunton saved, your family change, your marriage change, your sickness healed, you'll see everything happen, because it all starts and finishes with faith. Amen. Amen. I believe that faith works in every situation. I believe faith works for a job. That when you have faith, things change. I believe faith works in marriages. That when they're failing, God restores. Whenever we believe that God is able to do far more than we could ask or imagine. I believe God, when we trust him, can get you a new job. Can get you business. Can get your kids back on track with Jesus. Stop crying. Start believing. Stop moaning. Start trusting. Because this is the way to the supernatural life. This is the door into all the riches and blessings of God. Jesus said it himself, according to your faith, it will be done. Amazing, isn't it? According to your faith, it will be done. Not it might happen. But it will happen. It'll happen according to what you believe. Now, faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith comes through hearing, and hearing not by our imagination. Your imagination can't give you faith. Your own thoughts can't get you to believe. Somebody else's thoughts won't bring you to faith. But faith comes from hearing, and hearing by God's word. You will never see a continuous supply of the Spirit and the working of miracles unless you become a man or woman who hears God through His Word. Who hears God through His Word. If you need faith, read the Word. Pray the Word. Write the Word down. Speak the Word over yourself again and again, and faith will come like Corinne. She spoke it again and again. She listened again and again. And faith kept coming to defeat all fears. And she continued to, in faith. And as she continued, there was a supply of miracles and of the anointing into that baby's body that completely drove out all death, all sickness, all the power of hell was driven out because somebody believed the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Faith needs to be based on the rock, on the Word of God, that when the storms come, you'll stand, because you're standing on the sure and certain, unchanging Word of God. And He's not going to have a different opinion to His Word. He's only got one opinion, and it is written. That's His will. That's His Word. And if we build on our imaginations or even on our feelings, our own thoughts, and we say, that must be God because I thought it. Be careful that your thinking doesn't lead you astray to standing on sand and not rock. Because whenever we're on sand, our house will fall. We won't see the power of the Holy Spirit. So faith comes from hearing. And God has entered into your life if you are born again today and given you ears if you're listening. You have ears, spiritual ears, to hear the voice of the shepherd, to hear the Word of God. And you can hear God. So faith can come. Amen. Amen. You might be facing something today where you're looking at it and saying, I just don't understand why this happened. And the Lord says, what you need is to hear me. Come and listen to me. And you will receive direction and faith from my word. I have come to a new place of faith through meditating on 1 Corinthians. Just let's look here, because this is where we, it's part of what God's doing with us, is believing what we read here and what we hear from God's Word. See, my faith is based on what the Word of God says about the Holy Spirit. Can I say that again? My faith is based on what the Word says about the Holy Spirit. It's not based on my experiences or whatever I see happen. It's based, my faith has got to be centered and established in the Word. And in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, I've brought this a few times recently and I don't care. I'll bring it again and again and again and again because it's mega powerful. If you believe it, if you just read it, it won't do you any good. But if you say, that's me, that's the truth about me, I actually believe this, you will live in the power of it. So, let's read verse 19. Do you not know? Are you not aware, church, based on the Word of God, that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God. Now, you won't have received the Holy Spirit if you haven't received Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is your Savior. He makes you right with God. But the Holy Spirit is sent to live in us once we have believed and received Jesus. But if you have received Jesus, the Holy Spirit lives in you. Now. In this moment. The same Holy Spirit that Paul had, Peter had, Jesus had. You're not getting it yet, because you might have left your seat. If you really believed that, it would change you. Who said that's right? Come on. If you really believe that, it would change you. The Holy Spirit lives in you. God. Now, the Holy Spirit isn't a force. He is God, the third person of the Godhead. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They're all equal. Three in one. And God said, I want to be with my people always. I want to live in them. I'm going to send my Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, actually. But He is the Holy Spirit. And you have received all you will ever need in the person of the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus has done everything for you to receive Him and everything that He has done. Now, if you really thought about that and believed it continually, you'd have a supply of the Spirit and the working of miracles constantly. Because you're believing what you heard today. How many of you are hearing God through this word? Well, you all are. I don't care whether you think you are or not. That's the word of God to you today. You're hearing God. God is speaking to you. Is faith coming? I am a temple of the Holy Spirit. God lives in me. I have received Him from God. Therefore, this is an awesome place. This body. Because God is here. And what's possible with God means it's possible through my life. And what God can do is unlimited. Now you see, you'll get no supply of the Spirit if you don't believe that. If you're waiting for a feeling, let me tell you, you might wait until you go to glory. And who knows whether there's many feelings up there. I'm sure there'll be one or two. But you see, we are so tuned in to living by what we feel. Are we not? I think, you know, after all these years of living by faith, I still get into the occasional habit of saying, well, I felt nothing. Recently, the Lord told me, when we were seeking the Lord in prayer, that we had received a fresh oil. He has anointed us with fresh oil as a leadership, and therefore He was going to do it as a body. Well, He has. But you know, when He said it, I felt nothing. I said to Pastor Andrea, that's it, we've received. We looked at each other, we said, well, we can't see anything different. Can't feel any different. There's no signs yet. But we believed we'd received it. And we acted on our faith. And the church in Italy has been changed by the fresh anointing. And the church here, primarily is my heart, we're living in a freshness of the power of the Holy Spirit. Do I feel anything this morning? No. But I am anointed. Because the word says it. And I have a fresh anointing. And my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, rivers of living water are flowing from me to you this morning. Because I believe it. And for all who receive it, they'll enjoy it by faith. While we were away, we prayed for a little boy. The parents asked us to pray for this little boy. And we prayed that he would receive the Holy Spirit. And we didn't have much time with this little kid. We'd have liked a bit longer. Because I always know that before you pray, you need to know to build faith to receive. And not just pray sometimes. It's very wise to build faith before you pray. Because then you'll receive what you're asking for, rather than just pray. And we prayed for this little 9-year-old, and he's a darling, he's a Christian. And he wanted to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And we laid our hands on him, and it was late, and this little boy was tired. And we just said, look, basically, when we lay hands on you, God will fill you. And so when we'd finished praying, we just took our hands off of him, and he burst into tears, like awful, like sad. Oh, gosh, and your heart was like, ah. And the parents went, don't worry, don't worry. And I said, I don't like it that we pray and somebody cries. You know, but especially this little boy. And he said, Mama, I feel nothing. I feel nothing. I didn't feel anything. I'm not filled with the Spirit because I didn't feel anything. I can't be filled with the Spirit because I feel nothing, Mum. And I thought, you see, Jesus said it's according to your faith, even for children. And I realized we needed to rescue this with faith. So I said to him, no. Translate for me. Quick. Sweetheart, listen. God is always faithful to do what we ask him to do. And you have already received. You wanted that to be filled with the Spirit. So you are filled. But it's like Christmas. And it's like all the gifts have got your names on round that tree. When you go to bed that night, you know they're all yours. Even though you haven't opened them yet. Brilliant. The Lord rescued me with a word for a child. And I said, just because you don't feel it doesn't mean you haven't received him. If you ask, Jesus says, you will receive. Hang on, can I say that again? Jesus said, ask and you will. Do we have any believers here this morning who are willing to act on the word of God, not on their feelings? May God deliver us from this feeling-centered religion that isn't Christianity. Because we walk by faith. Not by our feelings. We walk by faith in what God has said. We believe his word and therefore are able to act on it. And because the Holy Spirit lives in you, you can lay hands on the sick in the name of Jesus, and you have the same power Jesus had to heal the sick. Because the Holy Spirit lives in you, you have joy inexpressible all the time. He never goes away. So you can have joy all the time by faith. Church. Not because you feel something first, but because you believe it first, and joy will begin to flood your life. You can love, and so can I. It's a miracle, church. I'm telling you, isn't it? You can love someone you want to bite their head off at any given moment. You can love everybody on the motorway by faith. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That you are my ability. I'm not going back to my own effort to try and love. I believe that you are the power to love in my life. To love everyone. To love the unlovely. To forgive everyone. to walk in grace with everyone, to not be harsh, to not keep any record of wrong. Holy Spirit, help me. Because we're not going back to human strength, trying to forgive in our own power. That's the victory. The victory is the supply of the Spirit happens as we trust Him and believe in His ability. We say, if only I could feel something. How many of you ever said that? When you were prayed for, maybe in a meeting where everybody else fell over, you were still standing. Maybe everybody went off and saying, oh, instant miracle in my body, and you went home with the same symptoms. And there you were limping, and the Lord said, only believe, and you're saying, but can't you see? Do you not feel what I'm feeling? This leg feels bad. The Lord says, you're healed. Right. Walk by faith, not by what you feel. And as you walk by faith, you will find the healing will be supplied and the miracle will happen. The Spirit will bring the word to pass in your life. Abraham. God spoke to Abraham. What an example of faith he was. And if we need to continue in anything, it is to continue in faith and dependence on the Holy Spirit. When he heard the voice of God say, leave your country, Genesis 12, get out of your country, leave your family, and go to a place I'm showing you. When he heard that voice, he didn't do what a lot of charismatic Christians do. Say, well, show me a sign. I want to see a sign. First of all, I need a miracle. First of all, I want to see this, and then I'll do what you say. He said, God's just spoken to me. I have his word. Right, Sarah, we're off. And you see, you've got to come out of what you know. You've got to come out of what you feel. You've got to come out of an ordinary life into a life of acting on what God says before you see a manifestation of the wonderful things of God. And I know everybody in this room wants to see the wonderful works of God, but you've got to come out of what you know and act on the word of God. May the Lord bring us into this continuous supply of His Spirit. I'm going to finish with Numbers 20. Let's look here and then we're going to pray with faith. Didn't Jesus teach us when you pray? Believe that you receive it. When you receive it in the invisible, unfelt faith realm, because all the treasures of God are accessed by faith. Have you switched off? Or is it just me? You won't switch off this morning, will you? I'm doing what I can do. You do what you can do. Listen up with your heart. Listen up. Stay attentive. So, we believe that we've received it and we will have it. But you see, we've got to get into the mind of Christ and in the Word of God to have faith. We need to hear the Lord. And there is no other thing to move on but a word from God. When Peter ended his struggling in the boat, when the disciples were struggling all night, he saw Jesus and he heard Jesus. See, you need to hear the Lord. Faith comes from hearing. And Jesus just said one word. I tell you, one word from God can get you walking in the supernatural like that. Amen. Jesus just said, come. And Peter was off. He left all that was of another word in another way. And he walked in the way of God. Isn't that wonderful? In Numbers 20, we have an interesting scenario where the people of God, the Israelites, were going through, having been delivered supernaturally out of Egypt, were going through the wilderness, and God's plan had been that they entered the promised land very, very quickly. I love that. I'm really encouraged by even while I said that. God's plan is you enter your miracle very, very quickly. I love that. God's plan is you come into everything quickly. He's the biggest giver you'll ever meet. The biggest supplier of everything you'll ever need. He's waiting for us to believe. Because then, boah, it's in your account. And so these guys were mumbling, complaining, unbelieving lot. It's true. And there was no water, it says now, verse 2, there was no water for the community. And water, symbolically in Scripture, is always speaking of life. It's the life giver, isn't it? In a desert or a wilderness, if you don't have water, you're going to die. And if you and I don't have the life of the Spirit, which is water, we too will dry up. Yes? And the whole community were thirsty. And they started to complain, not believe. Don't complain about whatever's going on in your life. Just accept a little bit of wisdom this morning. Stop moaning, start believing. Start trusting. Stop talking for hours about those issues that you face for years. It's time to be quiet and believe. To trust the Lord with all of your heart, not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and His word, and He will direct your path. And so these guys, they didn't have water, they didn't have life, they started to moan and complain. And Moses and Aaron, who were always praying for, I could say, the church, because all leaders should pray for the church, but they were face down. Because they were like, Lord, forgive them. They're a moaning, complaining lot. Because once before when they all moaned, complained and attacked the leadership, the earth swallowed them up. So they knew that it wasn't a good thing to moan and complain. That there are always consequences. It's not a good thing, is it, when the earth swallows you up? We don't, yes. Right, leave it there. And so they were praying. And the Lord said, right, take the staff, you and your brother, Aaron, gather the assembly together and speak to that rock. Notice the word speak, right? Speak to that rock before their eyes and it will pour out its water. What's an unusual place to get water from? I've never seen this kind of miracle yet. Where there's a, imagine going to Ayers Rock, in Australia, and the Lord says to you, speak to that rock. Go on. You're there, aren't you? Water, come out. Enough for the whole 3 million of them. See, I believe there's enough in the Holy Spirit for the world. And therefore, I believe there's enough in you. Because I believe He lives in you. I believe with all of my heart He lives in you. Wow. With all of my heart, I believe it. And God says, speak to it. Water's going to come out for everyone. Jesus said, remember, come to me and drink. He who believes in me, out of could be a rock to you. You look looking at yourself that this would be impossible for God to do. I can't feel anything. I can't see any water. I can't see any anointing. I can't feel it. I haven't seen any sign. But out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Will flow. Will flow. Will flow. The life will come. And so they heard this instruction. You will bring water out the rock for the community, so they and their livestock can drink. So Moses took the staff, And it says just as he commanded him, at that point he was doing everything he was asked, but he didn't all the way through. Listen to this, verse 11. They got in front of this rock and said, Moses raised his arm, struck the rock twice with his staff. Water did come out, but look at verse 12. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, because you didn't trust in me enough. Hang on a minute. Because you didn't trust in me enough, basically, you won't enter the promised land. Now, I look at that and I think Moses was one of the great men of Scripture, of all time. Amazing leader. Incredible. He saw signs and wonders and miracles. And when he got to the rock for water to come out, he took his rock and he did exactly what God said not to do. He hit the rock. And all God had said was to speak. And sometimes I think we are like that with the Holy Spirit. We speak to him like he's not going to move. We kind of raise our voices and get louder and stronger. Holy Spirit, move! Do something! Rather than just speaking to the person who lives already in here and saying, in faith, Lord, flow. Holy Spirit, move. Holy Spirit, bless. And we believe it. We do it in faith. Can you speak in faith to the one who lives in you and say, right now, Lord, flow? We don't have to shout. Sometimes our trying to get him to move is just another sign of unbelief. Isn't it? Where we don't trust him that he's going to do what we ask him to do. And what he's told us to do. He who believes in me, Jesus said, out of his innermost being will flow rivers. The Holy Spirit will flow. I want to see a continuous supply of the Spirit and the working of miracles in the whole body. And that means through you. Because that's the will of God for all of us. And we are a people who are called to believe first in what we don't feel and we don't experience. I rarely experience anything anymore. I get up and pray every morning, read the word every morning. I feel nothing. Is that okay to say it? I minister in Italy, see the Spirit move in power. I feel nothing. I stand here before you this morning, and the devil always says, this isn't working, doesn't he? Yes. Does he say it to you? Yes. It's not enough just to ask the Spirit to move, to let water come out. But God says, only believe, and you will see the manifestations of God. Act on what I say, not on what you feel. And you will see the miracles. You see, the Holy Spirit speaks in impressions sometimes. We know the word. You see, my faith is based on, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. I, last year, received a healing that I'm continuing to walk in. Because I just took God at his word and decided to believe I was healed. Threw away my medicine that I'd been dependent on from a child, and I'm completely healed. I believed the word, and he supplied his Spirit to me, and he worked healing in my body. And I believe this morning that we have the word and the Spirit. We have the word that God wants to heal everybody. He wants to forgive everybody. Jesus has supplied all we need for every situation in our lives. And I hardly ever feel one thing. In Italy, when I had this word of knowledge about ears and tinnitus, 20 people came forward to receive healing. But it was just a quick thought that you can think you're making up. And therefore, you can easily doubt that and not act in faith. May we become strong in our faith that Jesus wants to work and move by his Spirit through each one of us. The Holy Spirit, dependence on him, faith in God's word, and we will continue to see, even this week, greater things still. Shall we stand? Thank you, Jesus.
If you would like any further information on Kingdom Faith Southwest, please contact us on 01823 664 186 or overseas visitors 0044 1823 664 186 or log onto our website at www.kingdomfaithsw.com.